I know what you're already going to say about this, Marto, but let me say it to you anyway. The headline screams in the Courier-Mail. Right. Australia needs to consider whether policies should be developed to encourage disadvantaged families to have fewer children. Now, it's been written up in the latest medical journal by Bond University's Dean of Medicine, a guy by the name of Peter Jones, who is also a practicing paediatrician. And the numbers that he quotes about children in care, he said that during the past 18 years... rates of kids placed in care has more than doubled, and in Indigenous situations more than tripled. There are 43,399 children in out-of-home care, each costing around $70,000 a year.
What a cost for foster children, $70,000. Yep. My God.
So basically he's saying we've got to stop people having kids. If they can't look after them, they have to be stopped. That's a pretty...
What about my idea?
What's your idea?
You got to be licensed. Now,
what,
they made Kath and I, we were already parents, successful parents of two children, well, we thought we were going okay. Mm-hmm. We knew what we were doing, and they made us to become foster parents, do 12 three-hour lectures. Every Wednesday night, I used to have to go, and I'd usually be asleep by 9 p.m. because I'd be past my bedtime, to learn how to become a foster parent. Like, somehow you hadn't worked it out yourself over the years that you'd had children. And this is, therefore, before you're allowed to have a child, you have to go to TAFE for 36 hours minimum, and you will then be licensed. Otherwise, you can't have children.
That's really interesting.
So are you... Okay, let me just unpack that a little bit.
You're right. You wander the streets and shopping centres and you think about all the fools you see out there who have children who shouldn't have them. If you had to go to a lecture like I had to become a foster parent and you had to be somebody tell you how to be a parent for 36 hours, you'd have people pull out. Well, therefore, you can't have a licence. You can't have children.
Okay, but how are you going to determine which of those people...
I'll let somebody else sort that. What do you mean, which of these people? I'm saying everybody, every person needs to be licensed. Why not? The world changes in so many ways. I didn't know there was going to be mobile phones 20 years ago. This is a different way of doing things. It's not working now, Robin.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, I would. I'll be honest with you, I would. Because I've had friends of mine and people I know that have had children when they weren't ready and they were too young or whatever it was, or it was just like almost spur of the moment. I know that sounds ridiculous, and they have since split up. And of course, you know, single parents could do a great job. I was raised by a single mother, but it just seemed like a foolish decision.
That'll be part of the course
that they hadn't thought.
That'll
about.
Be week 10, dealing with a breakup. That'll be part of the course.
That's okay, but I think wife's pregnant.
Why not?
My wife's pregnant right now, and if someone told me before you got pregnant that you had to go and do, you know, a series of training exercises, I would have done it, and I would have done it happily because there's so much that you don't know and that you've got no idea about. I don't think that's such a bad idea.
Okay, but you can't police it. How can you possibly?
China did.
How can you possibly make people do a course before they have a baby?
I'm cruising along in my police car, and I see people who, you know, who I don't think look like decent parents pushing a pram. I'm going to say, "Where's your license?"
Obviously, you're in the back seat of that police car.
I'm going to lean out if they haven't
and
got their license on.
And then you'll take children
take...
off them, and then you'll put them into care.
That
and
bit's
we
probably
exactly...
a little bit far fetched. But
you can't do it. You cannot legitimately.
What's your idea? How are you going to stop $70,000 for how many? Just say $4,000. There's another $50 million that I'm paying for people to have children and just hand them over because they're on ice or whatever.
No. Look, I'm not saying that there isn't a problem, but what you're suggesting is impossible.
What's your solution? Then what's yours? You can't bag us and then not have one.
What I would say is that we have to continue to do what we're doing now, which is make sure that those children are okay. You cannot stop people from having sex and having kids. You can't.
I think it would be a good idea.
You're going to sterilise someone? How?